KFYO, it's 8:09 with Tom and Laura, Lubbock's First News. Coming up on Monday, it's a South Plains Honor Flight golf tournament. It's a fundraiser for the South Plains Honor Flight. And here's Laura to introduce our guest.
This is Al Faison.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. And tell us a little bit first what South Plains Honor Flight is, what it does.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me and giving us a chance to tell people what we're all about. This is the annual trip where we take 100 veterans from World War II and the Korean War to Washington, D.C. for a three-day all-expense-paid trip, and we like to call it their trip of a lifetime. We spend all year raising the funds to do this. It's about a $220,000 a year expense for chartering the plane, the hotel, the tour buses, the guides. Turnkey experience for these great guys. And having been on the trip myself once, and I'm going again this year, I can tell you it's amazing to see the impact that these wonderful memorials that have been built in their honor, that they finally get to see them themselves, because so many of them would not be able to go up there on their own because of age or retirement or expense or what have you. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful opportunity for us to serve those who have served us so well in the past.
Right, and it is very expensive to get everybody there. And so you guys have a golf tournament coming up to help with the expenses?
That's right. On this coming Monday, the 15th, at the Rawls course, we're having a four-man scramble. It will kick off at 12 noon with lunch, a 1:30 tee-off time, a 6:30 dinner, and awards presentation for the winners and raffle prizes. And the entry fee for a four-man team is $450, and that includes your cart, sleeve of balls, a little goodie bag with a shirt. It's going to be a fun day. We have a lot of little contests built within the tournament. We have a hole-in-one contest. Prize will be $10,000 for a hole-in-one. Long drive, closest to the pin, you know, all the fun games that you can have within a tournament. It is all done for the veterans, each hole flag. We'll have the name, rank, and branch of service of a veteran, and the flags will all be tended by ROTC students from Estacada High School. And they will come out and tend the pin on the on each hole. And as they replace the pin, they will tell the golfers who the hole is in honor of. So all day long, we'll be honoring our veterans.
Yeah.
Nice.
That is so cool.
Now,
it's not that expensive to play.
Well, it turns out to be $112.50 a person. And for golfers who like to come out and have a fun day, all meals provided. We're having beverages provided by Standard Sales and Great Plains.
Now, I can tell you how you can win this golf tournament before you even show up. If you just have about $5,000 cash in your pocket, you can buy, like, more mulligans than you can carry.
Yeah.
Now, I did know a guy once that spent so much money, he actually won the tournament by buying mulligans.
Yeah.
So, not a bad idea.
Yes, we will. We'll be selling mulligans. We're having a hole called Pay It Forward to Play It Forward, where we're going to have a chalk circle on the green of a par 5 hole. For a specific amount, you buy the ticket at that hole. You can take your ball to the green, lay it down. You're laying zero on the green.
There you go.
So if you two putt from there on a par 5 hole, you've just scored a double eagle.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
We think that'll go well.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, now you've done the golf tournament before.
This is our second one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How did you do last year?
Last year it was a successful fundraiser. We've learned a lot from that tournament, and therefore this year we have it filled. We have some standby spots still open, and you can go to our website at southplainshonorflight.org, and you can click on a little golf ball picture, and it'll take you to our brochure with contact information. And we're taking some standby. We have about four teams on standby now.
Okay.
So
standby meaning they need that fourth person, or?
No, it's out of the 36 teams that it takes to fill the afternoon flight. We have some teams that have signed up, but we have not recommitted. And if by any chance by Saturday we haven't contacted them and firmed them up, then we'll call the standby teams.
Okay.
And like I say, we've got about three or four standbys.
Okay. So it would pay to go ahead and get your name in the hat for
it
that.
It would. Yep.
Hey, let me just kind of make an appeal, you know, to people that get touched by this, because I know a guy that's actually going on the honor flight this time, Leroy Morrison. And, you know, earlier off mic, during news top of the hour, you were saying, hey, when these guys go up there and they see this, it's like they light up, their eyes twinkle a little brighter, they stand up a little bit straighter, and they get around a little better.
Absolutely.
If only for a day or two. Mm-hmm. You know, but my thing is my dad, before he passed, never got to see this. And I this one thing that I wanted to get him, I wanted him to be able to do, and it just didn't happen. But if you would like to support the honor flight, and you can't play in the golf tournament, you know, if you'd like to make a contribution, how would somebody do that?
Well, as I mentioned, our website is southplainshonorflight.org, and there is a donation button on the first page. You can click on that, and there's instructions to donate, just to pledge and send a check, or you can donate online with a credit card. And yes, we do. We appreciate all donations all year long, because it's not a deal where we just start, you know, 2 or 3 months before the trip and mm-hmm. start scrambling up money. We work year round to do this. So
Which is why it's a success.
I hope that's right. And the other reason is Lubbock and the South Plains is incredibly generous mm-hmm. and they're just awesome in realizing what a great sacrifice these veterans made. And it's hard not to get a little emotional when I talk about it, because I was on the trip last year. I saw firsthand. I had been to Washington, D.C. before as a tourist, and I have seen most of the memorials, and they were great. They were beautiful. Mm-hmm. They were stone. They came to life when these veterans walked in.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for what you do in honoring our veterans, and good luck with the golf tournament. I hope it's a success and you make lots of money.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on and giving us an opportunity to tell you what we do.
You're absolutely welcome. Hey, that's Al Faison, South Plains Honor Flight. Thanks for being here.